And I thought I would start, as a law professor, I am constitutionally required to start with a hypothetical. And so let's start with a hypothetical. Let us assume that several shareholders, you and several friends, you're going to start some sort of new technology venture. And you all get together, and just to make it easy, we'll say there's three of you. You all contribute equal money. You decide you're going to start your business as a corporation. You each contribute one-third of the capital. You each elect each other to the board of directors of this company, which is very common in closely held companies. You also elect each other to the primary officer positions of this closely held corporation, which is very common. And you also make an agreement that rather than pay out any dividends to the extent that you make any profits in the early years, rather than pay out dividends which are not deductible, you all agree that instead you're going to pay out any profits via salary and other forms of employment compensation because that you can deduct. All right, so time passes, the early years are rough, not a lot of money being made, but then you turn the corner and profits start to be made. And then for whatever reason, dissension develops among the three of you. And let's put two of you on one side, we'll call that the majority group, and one of you on the other side, we'll call that person the minority group. And let us assume that the majority first calls a proper board of directors meeting, and they vote to terminate the employment of the minority shareholder, which is approved 2-1, and to remove the minority shareholder from his or her officer positions, which is approved 2-1. At a properly called shareholder meeting, the shareholders then vote, and they get a 2/3 vote, to remove the minority shareholder as a director.